Good morning. You are listening to CITR 101.9. I'm Matt MacArthur here, and with me is Drew McDonald in the studio today.
Hello, Matt. Thanks for having me today.
Hey, thanks for coming along. We are broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory from the beautiful campus of the University of British Columbia. Beautiful snowy campus, draped in beautiful white in the Canadian weather tradition. And today, just like last week, we continue looking at the best music of 2016, because the only thing worth celebrating in 2016 was probably music.
Absolutely is. That's I fully have to agree with that.
And and we'll have lots of great stuff, because, you know, no matter what genre of music you listen to, chances are something came out this year that was pretty incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And so what shall we kick it off with today, Drew?
Well, since it's a super snowy day outside in Vancouver now, to be fair, it's snowy by Vancouver standards.
Yeah.
Not snowy by anywhere else in Canada's standards.
Oh, no.
But it looks like Vancouver has definitely taken the day off. Traffic is not what it normally is on my way in today. It was a lot easier than I had anticipated, so I think a lot of people are taking a long weekend.
Absolutely.
And so kind of ease us into this long weekend, as well as with a name that kind of goes along with the weather today. I was going to play something by John Paul White, and those of you who are familiar with the band Civil Wars might remember John Paul White as the male member of the duo, and he came out with a solo album this year that I really quite enjoy. I love this stuff, so it's a nice, easy, folky, country kind of way to ease on into the morning.
Sweet.
So this is What's So by John Paul White.
Till you climb certain you'll be fine. Just another enlisted in the bowl for Uncle Sam's beater. But when you get the damn neck, hear a voice in your head said, my life's no longer mine. Have you running with some SAD, SOT, BMF, Sam Eaters? They're sitting out on them high seats, feels just like a being born. But that first port call in Thailand feels like a polywog turning 19. They got king cobras fighting in boxing rings and all the angels play connect four. But it seems like a sailor's paradise, but it turns out to be a bad dream. When I hit the ground running in Tokyo from Kawasaki to Ebisu, your coast to Yokohama and Shinjuku, Shibuya, Roppongi, and Harajuku. Ship off course, horizon gets so hazy. Baby, get high, play a little golden eye at old 64. And if you get sick and can't manage to kick and get yourself kicked out of the Navy, spend the next year trying to score from a futon. Figure out
Angel Olsen, Shut Up Kiss Me, from this year's My Woman on CITR 101.9. Before that, we had Sturgill Simpson with
Sea Stories.
With Sea Stories.
Mm-hmm.
And we started things off with John Paul White with What's So? Just a sampling of the many great albums that have come out this year. Sturgill Simpson was one that I really latched onto immediately when you played me. Well, he did a very interesting cover of Nirvana's In Bloom.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I was like, whoa, I didn't think that could be done like that. And what was that other cover?
He did a cover of The Dream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Promise.
The Dream. Oh, my gosh. My brain's not working. The Promise.
The Promise from When in Rome. As you may remember from the closing credits of Napoleon Dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
Just another sort of interesting, country artist, because he's sort of, I guess, termed as a country artist.
Yeah, he is a country. I mean, this has been an interesting year for interesting time for country music, because country music is finally breaking out of the, not entirely, but is, trying to break out of the pickup trucks and
My Woman
and Budweiser, kind of
My Dog Left Me stuff, kind of thing. And the great thing when I listen to Sturgill Simpson is that it sounds so incredibly old.
Yeah,
as well, but so incredibly new
and
different.
And the instrumentation in the background is really good too. It's like if Willie Nelson was backed by a full band kind of thing, strings and some horns and
Waylon Jennings or Merle Haggard backed by this sort of psychedelic country band or something like that. Like, it's just so neat.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then Angel Olsen. That's one that we've been digging too.
That's one of my favorite albums of the year. Easy with a Bullet. It's in my
top five.
That's hard to say, because normally, yes, every other year that album would be in a top five. But this year has been so incredible for music that I have a top 20 list that I'm all these albums would normally be in the top three for me. Any other year, but this year it's just there's so much. So much stuff coming out that, excellent stuff that's coming out that it's definitely in the top 10.
Yeah.
And it's an incredible album. That isn't to diminish the quality of the album. The album's great, and I'm definitely going to be listening to it for years to come.
Well, yeah, exactly. Beyond 2016.
Exactly, right.
The great music that will last beyond this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to take a little break, but when we come back from the break, we're going to come back swinging with some White Lung.
There you go.
And many, many other great things as well. So stay tuned for Mixtapes on CITR 101.9.
The world is a better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire,
Cheetos,
fleece material,
and Discorder.
It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heckin' want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute. Just visit CITR.ca/discorder/contribute. You can grab it around town or read it at discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
Goes together better than live music and a beer. Or two. Or five. Wait a minute. An estimated 886,000 Canadians age 15 and older abused or were dependent on alcohol in 2012. 1 in 7 Canadians age 15 years and older experience verbal, emotional, and physical abuse as a result of another person's drinking. Make sure a fun night out doesn't ruin everyone else's, or your own. If you see yourself or someone you know slightly off key, help everyone out and step in. After all, you want to be able to remember the show tomorrow morning.
Are the time.
White Lung, Below, from this year's Paradise on CITR 101.9. You're listening to Mixtapes with Matt MacArthur and Drew McDonald.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, hello. That White Lung, another great, great album that just been geeking out over ever since you threw it on in the car.
Well, it's interesting because when, you know, we were just talking about Angel Olsen in the last little chat we were having. And, you know, I couldn't quite say with 100% certainty, does that album fall into my top five? Because, you know, there's so many great albums out this year. That album, the White Lung album, Paradise, definitely falls in my top five.
Yeah.
It hits hard from the moment you put it on, and it doesn't stop for like the full 10 songs.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just the guitar work on the album is incredible. It's like a punk album with like intricate like an intricate metal guitarist kind of.
Yeah, yeah. Know. Like the guitars definitely hooked me right away. Mm-hmm. Like and also
they hooked you.
Just like the brevity of it too, like 10 songs, like you only, and they're all like fairly short. So you mm-hmm. only have, you know, so long to make your statement, but mm-hmm. it doesn't waste any time. It just pow, 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 pow. Just yeah. like excellent, excellent record.
Absolutely. Yeah. I I have to say, you know, there's been so many incredible albums out this year. And I have to say that I hate making it about this, but female musicians have just been killing it this year.
They have.
Coming in full force, rocking harder than anybody else, mm-hmm. and with a lot of really interesting, important things to say, too, with a sense of urgency to everything. So it's been really awesome.
Yeah, no, it's been a great year. I'm not that to say there wasn't any other great years for female musicians or female like fronted bands and things like that, but mm-hmm. yeah, like Angel Olsen, Pac AD, Savages, like you can just... like yeah. fill up an entire like best of 2016 just with female fronted artists.
Well, exactly right. Female fronted artists or
female bands.
All female. You know, I mean, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I'd like to then, if we can, ease into another female artist that came up with an incredible album this year. This is Mitski, and I'm not even going to talk about it too much. The song is just so good that I'd like to just sort of let it do its own thing. So we're going to listen to Your Best American Girl by Mitski.
Lay it down. The sun
silver tongue, the same old thing that I heard sung to me last spring. You're living off a memory of youth, not love of apathy, misanthropy's a sentiment you provoke in me so well. I won't descend back to your hell.
So What, the Pack AD from this year's Positive Thinking, another great record by the Vancouver duo. I've seen them probably three times, even in Dawson City.
Whoa, you went north to see them?
Yeah, I went to Dawson City Music Fest, DCMF for short. think it was in 2015. It was a crazy time. So if I get my years mixed up, forgive me. But yeah, it was a great time. And they played, they headlined a couple of the nights, and I got to see them at least two or three times.
How does one rock out at the Dawson City Music Festival?
Hard.
Yeah?
One rocks out hard.
A lot of sour toe cocktails?
Yes. Well, you only have to really, the great thing about a sour toe cocktail is that you only really need one.
There, that's true.
Because then you get the certificate and everything like that.
That's it.
And before that, we had, Les Deluxe?
Les Deluxe. And they're from Montreal, a duo from Montreal. Another hard-hitting album that I've really enjoyed this year. Kind of reminds me of brings me back to like the good old days of the White Stripes, you know, like the early 2000s garage rock.
It did sound quite stripey. I quite dug it. And we had Mitski before that with Your Best American Girl.
Girl. Yeah.
What's sort of the background on Mitski?
Well, Mitski is she's kind of from New York, 26-year-old singer-songwriter, and kind of took everyone by storm this year with this album that kind of came out of nowhere, and it's been slowly growing. I think it's growing like a lot of momentum. Mm-hmm. In a year full of a lot of stuff, it's a bit of a sleepy one, but everyone that hears it is like, oh no, this is like a topper with a bullet. So it's like it's one of the best albums of the year for sure. It reminds me of like St. Vincent mixed with PJ Harvey.
Yeah, it definitely had that kind of vibe. So it's sort of like the black horse of the. Not black horse, the dark horse.
The dark horse.
The dark horse of the year.
Yeah.
We were, that reminds me of RuPaul's Drag Race, actually, for some reason. What was that girl's name? She just said that, oh, I'm the real black horse of the competition. And then you hear the producer, like, off camera being like, don't you mean dark horse?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, yeah. But that's a completely unrelated note to drag queens.
Hey, we can talk about drag queens all day, and in my books, I'm good with that.
I could talk about drag queens all day. So we will, aside from drag queens, we will play a lot of music. We're going to take a little short, tiny break, and we will come back with some more music on mixtapes. Stay tuned.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Kew what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture. And that's been around for centuries.
Rocket from Russia, weekly punk rock radio show on CITR, presented to you by Stomp Records from Montreal. Every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. on 101.9 FM.
Waiting, you know, just for us. reached our desks, lit a match, closed the door, waited for the flash. Greyhound station, paid in cash. It's Lazarus, we're coming back.
The Midnight with Sunset from Endless Summer on CITR 101.9 Mixtapes with Matt MacArthur and Drew McDonald.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
So it was kind of, I hope that everyone enjoyed that little bit of like 80s synth dance break that kind of went on there.
I sure did.
It was really funny because as it was happening, Matt's like, where are these guys from? And I was, or he's like, are these guys Canadian maybe? And it was like, no. Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Pure Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Yeah, they couldn't get any more LA than that. But
exactly.
But I loved it. I loved it.
Oh, it's so good. And there's been a lot of like synth-heavy stuff that's come out this year. I think we talked about it a bit on the last episode.
Yeah.
But talking about that Stranger Things soundtrack is quite big. These guys... St. Lucia came out with an album this year that was just awesome. It's essentially like it sounds like a Duran Duran album.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good. And yeah, it's just been quite good.
Mm-hmm.
But there's been some other interesting stuff come out this year as well.
Yeah, moving from dance, the sort of dance realm, there was a really interesting collaborative project this mm-hmm. year, Case Slang Veers.
It's amazing. It's so, again, you know, when I think of like top albums of the year, this one, I struggle whether or not this one is my favorite one of the year because of all the things that have come out this year, I keep coming back to this album. And upon first listening the album, I was a little underwhelmed. And then listened to it a second time, was like, okay, I'm kind of into this. Listened mm-hmm. to it a third time, was really into it. And then it just became like a standard, like it just comes on a regular basis.
Yeah,
and
just doesn't leave the car.
Exactly. And I had the privilege of being able to see them perform here at the Jazz Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And the performance was incredible as well. Like it's just the three amazingly professional musicians
yeah.
just collaborating together in the best way and they're so lighthearted that they mesh so well.
Yeah, no, it was like a really good vibe. Like Nico mm-hmm. Case, I mean, you know, whether, you know, solo or New Pornographers, she always hits mm-hmm. it right out of the park.
Yep.
Katie Lang.
It was Katie Lang.
She's a Canadian legend.
She's a goddess.
And she still sounds incredible, too.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, that voice is just amazing.
Yeah, ageless.
Yeah, and then Laura Veers is sort of like the underdog out of the three of them because I don't think she, well, at least here, maybe, you know, she's from Los Angeles or from California, and so maybe she's a little bit more well-known there than she is
in
up here
Canada,
in Vancouver.
Yeah.
But she's sort of like the, not just the underdog, but she's a surprise on that album, too. So each artist kind of writes, you can tell that they each wrote different songs, and then the other ones kind of collaborated in the production of making it. So the album mm-hmm. is almost like a compilation of stuff written by each of the artists with influences by the other artists. So, and the Laura Veers stuff is actually surprisingly really, really good.
Righteous.
Yeah. And let's
lay some down.
Well, yeah. You know, I was going to play one song off the album, but I'm going to play another one. That is about the same length and stuff, but this is actually one that Laura Veers wrote and is kind of like this song I feel is the best kept secret, and this song is called Best Kept Secret. So this is Best Kept Secret by Case Slang Veers.
Thank you. poolside convo about your summer last night.
Ooh, yeah, about your summer last night.
Ain't give you no play. Could I make it shy last night? Could I make it shy on the last night?
Last night.
Could we make it in? Do we have time?
I be the boyfriend in your wet dreams tonight. Noses on a rail, little virgin, where's the white? You cut your hair, but you used to live a blinded life. Wish I was there, wish we'd grown up on the same advice. And our time was right.
Keep a place for me, I'll sleep between y'all, it's nothing.
Some nights you dance with tears in your eyes. I came to visit, cause you see me like a UFO. That's like never. Cause I made you your self-control. And you made me lose my self-control, my self-control.
Keep a place for me, for me. I sleep between y'all, it's nothing. Keep a place for me, it's nothing. It's nothing, it's nothing.
Frank Ocean with Self Control from Blonde, the independently released, I believe, Blonde.
He kind of released it more under his own things. He released Endless to kind of fulfill his contract with Universal.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, I don't know if he necessarily released it independently or then could release it on his terms because he contractually released another album under, I don't know all the details behind it, but it's definitely, he gave the old FU to Universal. Universal was less than happy, and now Universal has changed their stance on streaming albums. You can't, like, artists can't release a streaming only album or something like that because they ended up getting totally pooched.
It was like a contractual obligation thing, so he basically gave him the grab bag of leftovers from that, because Blonde is like one of the best records of 2016,
yep,
as well, and especially, and it came with a huge like anticipation, you know,
yep.
like because he had released a record, what, like 3 years prior?
Oh, my goodness. It was like 2012,
it was, yeah.
I think.
Okay.
2013.
It was even longer. So it was a huge wait.
It was a long wait. Yeah. It was like 4 years or something like that. Four years.
Yeah.
And the other album, Channel Orange, was just so incredible. Everyone was just waiting to see what incredible thing he was going to come out with. And this album, although entirely different,
yeah.
was just as amazing.
Sweet.
So it's definitely, and it's one you have to sit with a little bit longer too. So it's really good.
Yeah. And it's definitely got its share of sonic weirdness, but like once you get used to it, it's just like
exactly
lay back and enjoy.
Now, speaking of best things of 2016, I think it'd be really cool to end this thing on like a 1-2 punch kind of note.
Yes.
Because one of my favorite acts, or one of my favorite albums that came out this last year, and I got the chance to see this act this last year, is Savages. And Savages is an amazing band from France and from the UK, half and half.
Mm-hmm.
Half the members are from one, half from the other, and they just... they hit it hard. And so I think it'd be nice to say goodbye to 2016 mm-hmm. with this little butt kicker. This is Sad Person by Savages.
On CITR 101.9. We'll see you later. stay tuned for the real splice with a interesting show on Shrek. So stay tuned for that. This was Mixtapes on CITR 101.9. Matt MacArthur and Drew McDonald. We'll see you next week. Bye for now.